Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're coming back. And, you know, President Trump, he knew what it was like when they kept trying to silence him. The mainstream media, you know, try to silence him. And like they try to do to all of us, if they don't like what we have to say. Well, he has a lot to say about being silenced, about our First Amendment rights. And so let's just listen to what he has to say.
This is his plan to end the censorship cartel.
If we don't have free speech, then we just don't have a free country. It's as simple as that. If this most fundamental right is allowed to perish, then the rest of our rights and liberties will topple, just like dominoes, one by one. They'll go down. That's why today I'm announcing my plan to shatter the left-wing censorship regime and to reclaim the right to free speech for all Americans. And reclaim is a very important word in this case, because they've taken it away. In recent weeks, bombshell reports have confirmed that a sinister group of deep state bureaucrats, Silicon Valley tyrants, left-wing activists, and depraved corporate news media have been conspiring to manipulate and silence the American people. They have collaborated to suppress vital information on everything from elections to public health. The censorship cartel must be dismantled and destroyed, and it must happen immediately. And here is my plan.
There you go.
First, within hours of my inauguration, I will sign an executive order banning any federal department or agency from colluding with any organization, business, or person to censor, limit, categorize, or impede the lawful speech of American citizens. I will then ban federal money from being used to label domestic speech as mis or disinformation. And I will begin the process of identifying and firing every federal bureaucrat who has engaged in domestic censorship, directly or indirectly, whether they are the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Health, Human Services, the FBI, the DOJ, no matter who they are. Second, I will order the Department of Justice to investigate all parties involved in the new online censorship regime, which is absolutely destructive and terrible, and to aggressively prosecute any and all crimes identified. These include possible violations of federal civil rights law, campaign finance laws, federal election law, securities law and antitrust laws, the Hatch Act, and a host of other potential criminal, civil, regulatory, and constitutional offenses. To assist in these efforts, I am urging House Republicans to immediately send preservation letters, and we have to do this right now, to the Biden administration, the Biden campaign, and every Silicon Valley tech giant, ordering them not to destroy evidence of censorship. Third, upon my inauguration as president, I will ask Congress to send a bill to my desk revising Section 230 to get big online platforms out of censorship business. From now on, digital platforms should only qualify for immunity protection under Section 230 if they meet high standards of neutrality, transparency, fairness, and non-discrimination. We should require these platforms to increase their efforts to take down unlawful content such as child exploitation and promoting terrorism, while dramatically curtailing their power to arbitrarily restrict lawful speech. Fourth, we need to break up the entire toxic censorship industry that has arisen under the false guise of tackling so-called mis and disinformation. The federal government should immediately stop funding all nonprofits and academic programs that support this authoritarian project. If any U.S. university is discovered to have engaged in censorship activities or election interferences in the past, such as flagging social media content for removal of blacklisting, those universities should lose federal research dollars and federal student loan support for a period of 5 years and maybe more. We should also enact new laws laying out clear criminal penalties for federal bureaucrats who partner with private entities to do an end run around the Constitution and deprive Americans of their First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendment rights. In other words, deprive them of their vote. And once you lose those elections, and once you lose your borders like we have, you no longer have a country. Furthermore, to confront the problems of major platforms being infiltrated by legions of former deep staters and intelligence officials, there should be a 7-year calling off period before any employee of the FBI, CIA, NSA, DNI, DHS, or DOD is allowed to take a job at a company possessing vast quantities of U.S. user data. Fifth, the time has finally come for Congress to pass a digital bill of rights. This should include a right to digital due process. In other words, government officials should need a court order to take down online content, not send information requests such as the FBI was sending to Twitter. Furthermore, when users of big online platforms have their content or accounts removed, throttled, shadow banned, or otherwise restricted, no matter what name they use, they should have the right to be informed that it's happening, the right to a specific explanation of the reason why, and the right to a timely appeal. In addition, all users over the age of 18 should have the right to opt out of content moderation and curation entirely and receive an unmanipulated stream of information if they so choose. The fight for free speech is a matter of victory or death for America and for the survival of Western civilization itself. When I am president, this whole rotten system of censorship and information control will be ripped out of the system at large. There won't be anything left. By restoring free speech, we'll begin to reclaim our democracy and save our nation. Thank you, and God bless America.
Well, I agree with every single thing he just said. What do you guys think?
I thought that was one of the best things when I heard that. It was like, we've got to put that on the radio tonight. That is music to my ears.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's everything we've been saying for months and months on end of everything in small sections that we need to do, and he just came out and said all of it at once.
There was no stuttering there, but boy.
He's going to go do it. That's what I like about Trump. Not only does he, you know, he say things, but he does what he says.
This is why you're going to have the opposition. They see this. Now, let me ask you this. If you were Merrick Garland or Chris Wray, and you just heard that, what would you be thinking?
I wouldn't be really a happy camper right now. I'd be a little nervous.
Yeah. Well, all right. Here.
Hey, do you want to hear the new scuttlebutt?
Yeah, go ahead.
The liberals are going to hate this. You know, but, he picked Marco Rubio, right, to serve in the cabinet and as Secretary of State. Well, the scuttlebutt is they're going to try and put up Laura Trump to take his place in the Senate from Florida, and I think that is one great idea. I think she would be she's a bright woman. She's knowledgeable. She's extremely well-spoken, and I think she would make one great senator. What's your thoughts?
She's very bright, that's for sure. I've you know, listened to her many, many times there. And I wouldn't have any problem with her. Anyhow, although I do hold to what God's word, the Bible teaches, you know, about men being the leaders in the nation. I mean, I literally hold to it, literally. Okay, the word of God.
All right.
So that's where if I were the king and I had my way, I would take us right back to the Word of God. God doesn't make mistakes, does he?
No, he doesn't. But at least it doesn't sound like they're going to try and squeeze some rhino in place.
Yeah.
Because she definitely doesn't fill that category.
Well, I'd rather have a good woman over a bad man any day.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Over a rhino.
But something I wanted to tell people. It was interesting. There was one state, only one in the union, where every county was red. And we ought to give a shout-out to Oklahoma. Every one of its counties went red this election. There were two states, Nevada and Wyoming, and they each had only one county in their whole state red. I thought that kind of was a nice shout-out there to Oklahoma.
Yeah, that would be. All right. The fifth column in today's Republican Senate. That phrase, fifth column, was inspired by a boast during the Spanish Civil War. Mola predicted Madrid would fall as four columns of rebel troops approached the city, where joined by another hidden column of sympathizers within it. Mola described them as men now in hiding who will rise and support us in the moment we march. Today, the meaning refers to a clandestine group that works to undermine the country's solidarity from within. The fifth column, columnists infiltrate the nations, particularly into the positions of power, spreading misinformation and rumors to sabotage. It conveys the concept of the enemy within. With the coming of World War II, the notion of the fifth column came to be recognized as an insidious opposition focused on destroying the society from within. President Franklin D. Roosevelt remarked during one of his famous fireside chats on May 26th, "Today's threat to our nation's security is not a matter of military weapons alone. We know of other methods, new methods of attack. The Trojan horse, the fifth column, betrays a nation unprepared for treachery. Spies, saboteurs, and traitors are the actors in this new strategy. With all of these, we must and will deal vigorously. The devilish workings of the fifth column can be found throughout civilization's dark chronicles. There's always a group intent on undermining the rule of law. There are many reasons that these few seek to undermine, destroy the government they do not like. Many are willing to sacrifice loyalty to country and citizens because of personal gains, privilege, positions, financial security, pride, and enslavement. When such are identified as the enemy within, the guilty are incensed, and they lash out with vindictiveness. Sadly, the fifth column continues to exist in our history. In the current election cycle, it remains actively seeking to deny a smooth implementation of the citizens' mandate. Validating this fifth column, the current election of the Senate Majority Leader, three are being considered. Two of the three have documented positions, votes, and statements that show they are opposed to the one candidate who supports President Trump's landslide mandate. Only Senator Rick Scott in Florida is wholly committed to President Trump's agenda. One of the other candidates has suggested that President Trump stay out of the Senate's election. Here's a clear indication that such wants President Trump to stay out of the Senate's actions as the landslide national mandate is considered. Such, no doubt, will eagerly slow walk, table, and obfuscate the implementation of the mandate to restore America's greatness. Now, we know you have in there the rhinos. We've had, and we know Mitch McConnell is one of the worst of the rhinos. There are those that we can never trust, huh?
Earlier it was said he's probably done more harm than the Democrats. It's the enemy within that's always the most dangerous. And he is a proven China. He's as bad as China Joe as far as working with China and selling out his soul for money to the Chinese.
Well, I don't know if he's. I know he's. You know, he's married to a woman who's
tied in with Chinese shipping companies.
Yeah,
stories. He's got quite a few things going, and then he's done so many things to stop any conservative movement, any Christian conservatives in power and office. I mean, he's at every turn, you know, been our enemy.
Stood against President Trump when he was in office.
Right.
Yeah, well, he's going to be gone, thankfully. But tomorrow, folks, pray that God gives us a man who's a real man who puts God first, God and country, family, and not a rhino, not another one of those out there that's involved with the military-industrial complex. And, you know, that we get an actual conservative leader tomorrow. We're fed up with the rhinos, aren't we? We're just totally fed up with rhinos.
Yeah. And so, yep, that enemy from within again, you know. More damage can be done that way.
You know, in Iraq, boy, I'm going to tell you, they're proposing a new law. Well, they know that they wanted to talk. They were talking about this before, but they want to now. They want to lower the age of consent for girls from the age of 18 to 9 years old. Oh. To 9 years old, and here in this country, the ACLU is pushing. They want to legalize pedophilia, and so here,
correct,
basically,
for children, right?
Right. What they want to do is they want to legalize rape. They want to legalize rape. That's what they want to do. And that's what they're doing in Iraq. Well, liberal women in the U.S. melt down over President Trump's decisive victory on Election Day by shaving their heads and joining the 4B movement, vowing to stay away from men. Girls in other parts of the world would face actual oppression and abuse. You know, that's what we need to do is send these feminists to Iraq, huh? A draft of new legislation in Iraq proposes lowering the age of consent for girls from 18 to 9 years of age in a move that women's rights activists would say legalizes child rape. I don't think they would care. I mean, look,
well,
the so-called feminists.
Not one liberal has risen up to condemn this and said this is child abuse. It's just totally crickets. I was looking. You can't find one of these feminazis speaking out about that. No mention. Nothing. Anywhere.
Well, you know, you couldn't find any of them that would speak out about these transgender, these men. You know, I just read an article. They lost 900 different events, different just in the past year or two. Of course, that's on a worldwide scale, but 900 athletic events, the women's sports lost due to transgenders, males, okay? But even worse than that, the feminists, the now women, those women on the view, they have no problems with men going into little girls' bathrooms. You got some sick women there, don't you?
Yeah, I cannot believe that they, you know, don't even stand up for their own kind. They will, the only thing they care about is the ability to commit murder, to kill. But anything else seems to be fair game.
Absolutely. There are some very, very...
Something we just have to pray that God opens up some hearts and minds in this country. But there is, a little bad news. Saw a big article in, again, the London papers. America's STD explosion laid bare in the shocking number of people catching one every minute. Five Americans caught a sexually transmitted infection every minute last year as cases remain at near record highs. It's been spiking 90% in the past 20 years. There were 2.4 million sexually transmitted infections in 2023, up only 3% from the year before, but annual infections in recent years have increased by more than 30%. And thinking that's, we're talking about HIV, viral hepatitis, STDs, TB, all kinds of things. Two decades of sexually transmitted disease rising in this country. It kind of tells you we're not headed in the right direction yet, are we?
No. But we're seeing a movement, and you know what we need. Well, 2 Chronicles 7:14, it's got the answer. I mean, it's right there. It's literally spelled out for us. But
right.
Anyhow, you know, yesterday we mentioned about Maricopa County again, and here Kerry Lake. But here you go. Maricopa County releases another bogus 97,000. 97,000 ballot drops as they steal Kerry Lake's race. Maricopa County released two batches of ballots on Sunday, totaling 120,423 votes, and the Democrat Ruben Gallego's lead over Kerry Lake has increased to over 66,000 votes across the state of Arizona. The estimated number of uncounted ballots statewide is 272,239.
That's still uncounted?
Yeah. Well, that was, of course, that was of yesterday. We don't know about
today. They keep adding ballots, of course. That, I suppose, would make the counting difficult, right?
Yep. Okay.
That's unreal.
The first batch was released on Sunday. At 11 a.m. of 23,169, then another one, and of course, 41% in favor of Lake, netting an additional 3,278 votes. Okay, unbelievable how, but it all in all, came out to 97,254. Ballots.
That I'd was like really... to see how that stacks up against the number of registered voters county to county.
Well, they always have more votes in than they have than they have registered voters. And
yeah,
actually,
and they don't seem to care. You know,
no, they don't.
If I were a citizen of that state, I would just be madder than a wet hen.
Well, the Democratic Party in that state. And unfortunately, they have a large amount of rhinos, but they're working, with the drug cartels. The drug cartels are running Maricopa County.
Yeah, well, it's all about the money selling out for filthy lucre's sake. I think the Bible has something to say about that, doesn't it?
Yeah. But, you notice that you'll never hear anything spoken about by the fake news media. They just totally ignore that, don't they?
Of course, lie by omission, see, not telling you what's going on, not telling you the truth is a lie. Scripture, Jesus preached more on lies of omission than he ever did about sins that were committed.
Do you think that might have something to do with why they're losing credibility at such a rapid rate?
I think it has a lot to do with it as people catch on that they've been lied to, deceived, and I think they're finally starting to wake up to the fact that by not telling you the truth, you're being lied to. I think it's finally sinking in.
Yep.
At least I sure hope it is, because that would cure a lot of this fake news, wouldn't it? Because the people would realize, wait a minute, this is not making sense.
You're telling me.
It's the same people over and over, same places, same people, same news agencies, same state governments. It's there's a pattern. It's not hard to spot. Well, like one of the big stories out there, Kamala Harris, they said she paid over Oprah Winfrey $1 million during her bid there for her big campaign. Oprah said, oh, no, nobody paid me anything, but Fox Business News showed that the FEC, Harris campaign, gave two $500,000 checks to Oprah Winfrey's Harpo Studios. That's an awful lot of money to put on just a show. And, of course, Oprah said she didn't receive any, but then she and Harpo are one of the same, right? I mean, she is Harpo Studios. She's the sole owner. It's hers. She is the studio. The studio is hers. So you can decide for yourself who's telling the truth. But I was looking out there. All this money paid, and Washington Examiner Big stories that all this, the celebrities like Gaga, Ricky Martin, and all, Katy Perry, and all these, there was a lot of money put on for these. In fact, Harris spent six figures to build a set for her October appearance on that podcast, Call Her Daddy, where she sat down with Alex Cooper. And so a lot of this money, that $1.2 billion, went to enrich the coffers of these Hollywood producers, stars, one way or the other. The money got to them. That's
okay,
the Democratic Party.
Let me ask you this, because I know sometimes these women have men's names and vice versa. This Alex Cooper, is this Alex Cooper a man or a woman?
You know, I don't know.
The reason I said that, because I saw that they were showing that there on Fox News. They were showing a clip that they used, and that was the same name of that caller, Daddy or whatever, Call Me Daddy.
That must be, Alex is probably a female then, yeah.
Yeah, Alex Cooper's a female.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't want to look at the pictures. I just read text.
That is one vulgar, unclean woman. She could fit right in the View. I mean, that woman is
fit right in.
She was going down, assimilating, giving a number of men on that set oral sex with Kamalik right there.
I've got some real good news I can do, looking at the clock real short. Kathy Wood is a ARK Invest CEO, and she's looking at what's going on the world with Trump's victory. And she says that it's going to be usher in economic growth not seen in decades, that Trump's policies will turbocharge the U.S. economy even more than the Reagan Revolution. And she's a pretty smart woman, but she said she, in politics, always casts her vote for the person who's going to do the best for the U.S. economy. And she's putting out her case out there with the tax cuts, slashing regulations. And she said, especially with partnering with Musk and now we know Vivek Ramaswamy, to cut government spending, cut down on the waste, fraud, and abuse in government. And we know, you and I have talked about these office buildings the government has of maybe 15-20% occupancy. They have hundreds of business buildings like that with just a small occupancy. They don't consolidate. They don't get rid of. There are, we did years ago, it was a story where there were, 32 agencies, government agencies involved in helping the poor. And we did some figures, and if they'd given every poor person something like $78,000, I don't remember the exact figure, but it was a lot of money, $72,000, $78,000, we'd have had no poor people, and the government would have saved billions of dollars, because they could have cut out 31 of the 32 agencies that were dealing with poor people. So I think this is going to be a game changer if they get that those two in their own department.
Yeah, I would agree. Absolutely. We need, I mean, just can you imagine, this is something we've needed for years and years and years. And he's actually doing things. Can you imagine the concept of the federal government of actually saving money, right?
Yeah, actually saving money, cutting waste and fraud and getting rid of abuse and going after, it's something that should have been common sense years ago, but Washington ended up so corrupt, it's gotten more and more and more corrupt. And as they built, got bigger and bigger, the bigger it got, the more corrupt it got, the more power it had, the more people started to run just to get in there and get rich and famous and become millionaires. And now maybe God has really blessed us with a chance to, really get our country back to that nation under God and back to some common sense, the values, principles, ideas of the founders. But the people have to be the watchdogs. The people have to keep this going. It's going to be up to the citizens to make this all happen.
Yep. We're going to a break. When we come back, I know you have a message for the folks that, we'll be right back after this.
Gordon Call was right when he made his famous stand. Heaven knows there was a man who fought the righteous fight till the wrong arm of the law gunned him down in Arkansas. He would not pay one dime of tribute to the IRS. And for his disobedience, they planned his fiery death. And now all is fair in love and war. Christian blood has been shed before. And though these tents of flesh may fail, the gates of hell shall never prevail. Because he gave his life for me, I shall not fear adversity. And we shall all meet at heaven's door. Cause all is fair in love and war. p.m. on a North Dakota road, February 83, that's when the war began, where two federal marshals died for the sake of tyranny. They both would underestimate the courage of one man who only shot in self-defense to save his promised land. Because all is fair in love and war, Christian blood has been shed before. And though these tents of flesh may fail, the gates of hell shall never prevail. Because he gave his life for me, I shall not fear adversity. And we shall all meet at heaven's door. Cause all is fair in love and war. When all was said and done, and the verdicts handed down, someone had to take the fall, and it was Gordon's son, who was wounded in the fray. Please won't you pray for your recall, who now must waste his life away inside some stinking jail. Please pray the Lord might set him free. Through faith we shall prevail. They say all is fair in love and war. Christian blood has been shed before. And though these tents of flesh may fail, the gates of hell shall never prevail. Because he gave his life for me, I shall not fear adversity. And we shall all meet at heaven's door. Cause all is fair in love. In love and war, in love and war.
All righty. All is fair in love and war. I don't know how old that song is, but I think it's probably at least 25, maybe more years old. But Joe, you were with me when back then. In fact, you've been with me for, I'm not quite sure how long, probably 30 years. What do you think?
It's been so many wonderful years, it just kind of all blends in like yesterday. And I really don't remember when things started, but it was back early in the 90s, I know that. So.
I think it had to do with Phyllis Schlafly and the ERA. When?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also put up a bunch of stuff in my web. Restoring had a website, Restoring America, and put up the goals of communism. And it was one of your people that saw the goals of communism and looked at my website, and then I guess you invited me to be a guest on the radio, and that's when it all started.
Yeah, that's been many, many years ago, boy.
It's been long. I'm afraid I've got some, unpleasant news to have to tell folks. This has been one of the most wonderful parts of my life, working with you and What's Right, What's Left Radio Ministry, being a part of this. But I am going to have to retire from the radio. One of my ministries here is growing, building. I don't really want to advertise it because it's kind of a secret, private thing that don't need to spread. But also our area, all of the ranchers in the area, we're all in our 70s and 80s. We're all having to work together to keep our ranches and farms. And we're spending more time working because we can't do what we used to do by ourselves. And then I have some family constraints that are going to be taking up more of my time. And I have a therapy program I'm going into that's going to take up a lot of time. And there weren't enough hours in the week. And I'm just cannot do it all. And the biggest time consumer has been work on the radio. It's been a labor of love, total labor of love. I've loved every minute of working with Pastor Ernie and the gang. But I am going to have to retire. But what I'm going to try and do is help where I can, fill in when Ernie needs help, Pastor Ernie needs help. Come in and help do specials like Thanksgiving, Christmas, things like that, Veterans Day, and just every once in a while come in as a guest. So you'll be hearing from me, but I just am not able to do this on a weekly basis.
And well, we're going to miss you. It's been a long run.
Yeah, a long run, and I've had so many wonderful cards and letters come in to the ministry there. You guys have forwarded, and the people that have prayed for us, and all the people we met, like, yeah, right there in the studio style, and so many of the wonderful people there at the studio that we've had the pleasure to work with, and Coach Dwayne, and just so many people in the past that it's just been wonderful to work with, been a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, and I would just hope that people continue. I'm going to, in fact, start off next Monday, kind of lead off the Pledge Week, do one more show, lead off the Pledge Week, because this ministry needs to stay on the air. Like Pastor Ernie, you mentioned earlier, the battle isn't over. It's just begun. And I want to point out something I said earlier, repeat myself. Reagan had almost all red on the map. And 8 years later, we had a Democrat elected president, because the people went, oh, we can go home now and focus on our church and our family, on the boys, the scouting, or the football and soccer and baseball and all the things that families were involved in. That was back before the Boy Scouts were corrupted.
Yeah.
And that's the trouble. The liberals live for politics. The left, the Antichrist system, they know that's the battlefield that they can do, they can win in. They come in with deceit and lies, and this is where they play the game. They try and take, they took over the schools. We go back to Madeline Murray O'Hare when they, asked God to get out of the school system. It's where it really started to go downhill. So, folks, the battle is raging. What's the old hymn? The battle goes on forever twixt the darkness and the light. It will go on, and we need a lot of the young people to stand up. There's a lot of new young people coming out on the internet and podcasts and different things. And we need more young men that are willing to go in and become an unregistered Baptist preacher. It's not anything you're going to do to get rich. It has to be something because God calls you to serve. But we've joked before, we don't get paid for this ministry, but the retirement plan is totally out of this world, right, Pastor Ernie?
Absolutely, Joe. It is. That's,
so,
why.
That's what we've been working to serve and please him and lay up some crowns and treasures in heaven. And I just have been blessed to be able to be a part of this. And it's been a wonderful blessing, something I probably never deserved, but enjoyed every minute of it. And it is with really deep sorrow and regret that I have to back off. But health and a few things just are taking the front seat. So I guess that's about it. But just hope that people just keep fighting the fight, and we get some young people maybe come up and want to come up. We'll join you on the radio more and just help keep this ministry growing. It's been so important over the years, and I know it's going to be in the future because things will start to slack off. People will forget. They always seem to do all through. Well, look at the history in the Bible. Every time the Jews were successful, got wealthy and strong and prosperous, they turned away from God and went back into deep sin and trouble. And that will happen again if we don't have people like Pastor Ernie on the air reminding and warning. Right?
Absolutely, you have it. This is this has been our main goal, is to try to reach as many people with the salvation message over the years, but as we can. But there are some good things happening as far as we're seeing younger and younger people. And this is what was an amazing thing: how many of the younger people are turning conservative now, and the mainstream media keeps getting caught up because here. They found out not nearly as many women were for Kamala as they thought. And there was a huge movement of women now towards Trump and young girls. So, again, people are starting to say, you know what, let's go back to the way things used to when they were better, they were cleaner. The left, everything about what is called the progressive movement is unclean. It
basically leads people into sin, and sin causes problems in relationships, marriages, life, family, destroys people. It always tears a nation down. It's always what brings nations to their knees, and we need to go back to that one nation under God and put him first, God, family, country, and we go back to doing that. Your children and grandchildren are going to have a much, much better system, world to live in. And we called it real close this time, folks. I don't think some people still realize that we were in the middle of a revolution, and we came very close to losing this nation. And I believe totally that if it hadn't been for God giving us one last chance and blessing us one more time, we would have lost America as we know it. And I think it's only by his grace that this victory happened, and America has hope for the future.
Well, we have to understand, again, this is not over. It's just beginning. We have to be prepared. The opposition, like, I've noticed something. Trump has appointed everyone. He has not appointed Attorney General yet or the head of the FBI. And there's got to be a very good reason for that because, you know, here Merrick Garland and the opposition have literally tried to weaponize themselves to where they can't be knocked out of office.
Right.
And we'll see what happens here right now.
He's got a couple of good candidates for attorney general, but... kind of one of those being played close to the vest. I think he's doing a lot of talking with him, a lot of soul searching. And we need to keep him in prayer, folks. Keep our president in prayer. He's got some big decisions to make. He still has a lot of things to fight. And just like we need you to pray tomorrow that Rick Scott is picked by the Senate as Senate Majority Leader. If we get John Cornyn is a huge rhino. He's an anti-Trumper. He's would be as bad as Mitch McConnell. John Thune is don't trust him at all. He and Trump had problems in the past, and he's not supported a lot of things that he should have. So he's in that rhino category, not as bad as Cornyn, but we need Rick Scott in there. He is honest. He is everything we need to be a leader. And plus, he's a businessman. He's got a lot of business sense, and that kind of thing would work very well with what Trump will try to do with the economy. Folks, we have some huge problems. This inflation, it's not going to go away overnight. I know Trump's very optimistic. He can do a lot to help it, but
no, it's good. There's no way he can fix it in 4 years, Joe. They've done so much damage. They've done so much damage to this country.
Right. They've hurt us so bad. And that when that stuff went up, they keep saying, oh, the inflation's down. No, the rate of inflation is down. It's only increasing by 3 or 4% a year. That's over what it was. We're running around, well, some things are running 30, 40, 50% more than they were. You have insurance and rent, other things. And we've got to be patient with Trump. He's got a monumental task. At the same time, he's got a world that's on the edge of World War III. If we aren't careful, there could be a major world war. There are just so many things going to be thrown at him. And right now, it looks like there may not even be another hurricane headed for Florida. They're getting kind of nervous about a new thing starting down in the Gulf there. So this man is going to have more on his shoulders probably than anybody president I can think of other than like Washington and Lincoln with the big wars. And he's going to need to be kept in prayer, and it's going to need to people really supporting him and encouraging their politicians to support him and being active, proactive in politics. They're just going to have to not listen to these pastors. Oh, we can't get involved in politics. Well, the devil, that's his playground. That's where he's attacking. So that's where we have to go fight him, right?
Absolutely.
You fight where the enemy's attacking. You can't say, well, gee, I don't, you know, he's attacking over on the coast. I don't like to get my feet wet. You know, I'm not going to go there and fight. No, you fight the battle where the enemy is. And right now the enemy is in the political system. And they're going to come back, and this is where the Antichrist system is working, and that's why we have to fight it there. We have no
choice,
so we want to save the country.
Well, we want to save some of the folks out there listening tonight that are unsaved. And
yeah,
that's why for over 50 years now, over 50 years, we've been telling people out there about, well, God's Word and how God has made it very clear how he has said it, he has appointed all men once to die, and then the judgment.
Yeah, exactly.
We made it very clear that God is a holy God and a just God, and that he demanded, because of our sin, because of sin, he demanded an innocent, a totally complete, holy and innocent sacrifice, and none of us could have done that. None of us could have atoned for our sins, but God so loved the world that the Lord Jesus himself, that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus took our place upon that cross. He died a substitutionary. He didn't have to do that. He didn't have to do that. Boy, I'm going to wonder, Joe, if you say he realized, being omniscient, just how much pain he was going to have to bear upon that cross.
That's the part, that emotional pain. I know just my sins alone must have been like a giant boulder heaped on his sinless, spotless soul. And it just hurts me to know how much I hurt him.
Well, think of all of the billions. It's more than one could even bear to even begin to comprehend.
Right.
That, you know, billions of people, the sins of all of those people taken upon him.
All that emotional pain of all the death and the misery and mayhem, and it's the human mind cannot conceive it, Pastor.
Well, he did it. And a lot of people say, well, I can't understand why he would do it. I don't understand. Well, you see, God's ways are much, much higher than yours. And this is why he has provided all of that information. If you read, he literally has it spelled out for you in his word, the Bible. And the
right.
King James Bible right here. But the long and the short of it is, Christ did for you what you could never do for yourself, but now you have to qualify. In other words, he tells you what you have to do to receive that gift. It's a gift. There's not enough money in the world to buy 1 minute out of hell or 1 minute into heaven. It's a gift. But what you have to do is you have to do exactly what he says to receive it. That's one. You pray to the Father and you repent of your sins. You ask God to forgive you of your sins. That's where you start. And then two, then you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. You call upon his name. You say, Lord, I want you to be the Lord of my life, all of my life, you know, without any reservations, completely. And you have to put him first. That's what he says. He demands you have to put him before anything else.
Must be first. That's hard for a lot of people.
Yeah, it is. And then if you'll do that, okay, if you'll do that, then you will become a new creature, a born-again believer. And, you know, it's hard to kind of, to even comprehend. But look, when you become an heir to the kingdom is the entire universe, Joe.
That's going to be our new playground.
Yeah. An heir to the entire universe. You become an heir to that, an heir with Christ. Now, again, that's hard. But then the real hard thing to even begin to grasp is you will become immortal. You will have a new body. You won't feel pain. You can never die. Now that is really hard. In other words,
the pain part. I've lived with pain most of my adult life, and that is the part that I am going to cherish more than eternal life will be the freedom from pain.
But not just that, you'll have all of eternity to learn all of what we don't know now, huh?
Well, yes. Some of us are a little slow. It may take a while, right? So we'll have plenty of time.
Can you imagine you'll have all of the time in eternity to being able to walk up to Adam and say, hey, Adam, tell me this or that. Or King David,
yeah.
Right? I mean, we'll have time.
Yeah.
And just to think to be rejoined with all of our loved ones that went before us. You got God's word on that. How much time do I have? Okay. So you have God's word upon that. And folks, here, that's the only thing, the Word of God is the only thing that will never go out of existence, that will never change. And you've got God's Word on it. He said, heaven and earth, the past, it's going to change, it's going to be different, but not His Word. And we have it. We have His Word right here in this King James Bible.
His Word is eternal.
Absolutely.
And he cannot lie. That's the other thing. God cannot lie, and his word will last forever. It'll last as long as God, who is eternal. So it'll never change, folks.
Well, it's been good having you all of these years with us, Joe. It's been a long run.
It's been wonderful. I'm just very, very blessed.
Well, we're at that time where we come to every night at this time where we say thanks for being here, folks. It's been good.
Thank you much.
And then we say good night. Good night. And then we say God bless you
all.
And then we come to it where we say, and always
keep
fighting the fight.
Fight.
Fight. Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.